Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. In the land of Vrindavan, once a stray thief sneaked. It was midnight, and he decided to steal as much as possible from the houses of those gopis, because he had heard that this Vrindavan is a very prosperous place. So he started entering into the house of one gopi after another. In every house he found there is a vault, and in that vault there is a bundle, and he assumed that that bundle must be very precious. So rather than wasting his time on sundries, he started taking those bundles, and every gopi's house he found one such bundle which was tucked up on the vault. So he was extremely happy after the end of his robbery. And before dawn, he entered into nearby forest. After taking his rest, when he started opening to see what things he has brought. So he took first of all one bundle, opened it, and to his utter surprise, there was yet another bundle. He opened that bundle. There was yet another bundle. So he was thinking there must be some precious jewels, some diamond, some gems. But he was highly disappointed and flabbergasted to see that the first bundle had a broken piece of lute. Then he took another bundle and started opening. Again the same thing. Another bundle inside. Another bundle inside. And then he found a broken piece of feathers, peacock's feather. Then he took another bundle, and then again he started opening, and he found a broken piece of cloth, yellow cloth. In this way, sometimes he was finding broken clay pot, something or other, which were worthless things. So he was highly disappointed, though he had a fear of being caught, but his curiosity took better of him, and he went to the Vrindavan to find out the secret of this thing. Why all these things are so important for gopis. And it was morning, and when he went to Vrindavan, he found that all gopis are shouting, and they were so restless, and there was a hue and cry that there was a robbery. So he went amidst those gopis and told them, "I was that thief who sneaked into your houses at night, and these are the places I wanted to know why you had kept all these things as if they were so important." So as soon as he came and he showed up all those stolen items, gopis were overjoyed. They started competing with each other to take those things, and some gopi was saying, "Oh, this is my broken piece of lute," and another was saying, "This is my broken piece of peacock's feather," and another was saying, "This is my broken piece of silver cloth," and "This was my broken piece of clay pot." So they were vying with each other, and they were overjoyed. And before he could say anything, they started praising him, and they surrounded him all around, and they started saying, "Oh, how good thief you are. Take away this." Somebody was giving him her necklace. Somebody was giving him her ring. So he was shocked to his core. And he asked, why on earth all these things so important for you all? And the gopis said, there was a time when our beloved Shri Krishna used to stay here. And he left us all. And when he was here, these are the things we got from him. And these are the mementos, the divine mementos. And we hope that one day he'll come back. Seeing such ecstatic, such divine, such supernal, such supernatural love of gopis, the thief got transformed from within. To him, the profession of stealing appeared worthless, and he decided to go to meet Krishna at Mathura. And he goes and he meets him, and there is a gradual transformation of his heart. So here it is shown how those gopis, cowherd girls, were lost in the love of Shri Krishna, and they are still waiting for him. This peculiar love is known as Madhura Bhakti. There are five types of bhaktis. One of the bhaktis is Madhura Bhakti, where you consider God as your husband or beloved, Valentine, whatever you call. This sort of feeling, this sort of devotion, where you consider yourself as bride and God is your bridegroom. Even in Christianity, Christ is called the divine bridegroom, and the church is called bridegroom, bride. But to be very specific, nuns are called brides of Christ. So this peculiar relationship with God is a very beautiful one, where soul is female and God is male. So from today we are starting a new series. Here comes the bridegroom. So bridegroom has come after a long time. We had been waiting for him for such a long time. And now he has come to quench the divine thirst. The thirst for divine union with God. Recently, there was a murli about three signs of divine lovers. What was that? Last month, I think 13th December, Ruhani Ashik, three signs. What were they? Three signs? Arvind Bhai, what were those three signs? Not that. First sign is Anubhuti. Second sign is Prapti. And third sign is Tripti. So there was a recent murli. The first sign of the spiritual lovers was Anubhuti, experience. They are filled with that divine experience. The second sign was Prapti, attainments, achievements. And the third was Tripti, satisfaction. They are satisfied, contented souls. So they don't need anything. No desire for name, fame and glory of this world. So a soul reaches a stage of Tripti. You heard in the song, I'm on the top of the world. And the only explanation I can find is the reason that you are here. And that's why I'm so happy. I'm on the top of the world. That's a very famous song from by Carpenters. So in this series, we are going to see about 108 directions given by Babdada for double foreigners. Starting from 1969. From maybe 70s, not 69. 70s till 2016. I think double foreigners started coming from 74, something like that, 74 or 76. So most of the murlis would be from 70s and then 80s, 90s, like that. So let's start from today. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 14 January 1979. 14 January 1979. So Baba says, today Baba has specially come to meet all of you foreigners. Even Baba has to change from a foreigner into the resident of this land in order to serve you few souls. Baba is the foreigner of the most distant land. He is the foreigner. That's why he has special love for foreigners, because he himself is foreigner. Baba, the foreigner has come to meet the foreigner of this world. The people of Bharat are no less. The greatness of Bharat is shown by the people of Bharat by giving a chance to the foreigner. All the people of Bharat who have given a chance to others have become chancellor. Do you know what speciality the foreigners have on the basis of which they claim a number ahead? So what are the specialities of foreigners? Double foreigners? Yes. Which Baba often says, talks about. Yes. They are open-hearted. They are open-hearted. They are honest. They don't hide anything. What else? Oh, so they are double effort makers. So they are double Purusharthis. So they are double effort makers. What else? Yeah, so they have that special knack, speciality of knowing the Father who has come in such an ordinary form. And what else? They cross the barriers of what? They cross the barriers of churches, of mosques. They cross the barriers of those religion, culture, background, traditions, customs, rituals, comforts, the lifestyles, and they came to India. There are countries where there is not a trace of deities, and yet staying in that country, they came to this knowledge. So is not that the speciality? So they have crossed the Uchi Uchi Diware. The song comes in Murli, the big walls. There's a song like that. Baba often quotes. What are the other specialities of double foreigners? They have come to shake up the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat and awaken them up. And they will tell one day to Bharatvasis what they will tell. God has come in your land. Please wake up. What else? The specialities of double foreigners. Yeah. What are the specialities of double foreigners? They love company and companion. They love handshake. So Baba often says that I am your companion and you are in the company of supreme companion. So company and companion. What else? They don't hide. They are very clean, transparent, open-hearted, honest, frank. So here Baba is saying two things about them. So do you know what speciality the foreigners have on the basis of which they claim a number ahead? The main thing for many foreigners is that as soon as they come, they experience themselves to belong to this family and feel that they are very old soul of this religion. So the first thing is they feel that we belong to this family only, the long lost and now found. So we belong. So first thing is belongingness to this family, not just to family, but to this religion. This feeling is very strong in some of them. And they are very old soul of this religion. They experience themselves to have all the rights, adhikari, as soon as they come. So this is the first specialty of double foreigners. Not much effort has to be spent on you. The awareness of the previous kalpa is easily awakened you. So there is an awakening of the previous awareness. Awakening of awareness. Awareness is smriti. So awareness, awakening of smriti, jagriti. Suddenly, of the old memories come back to them suddenly. For that's why they don't have to make much efforts. Because of this, the words my Baba very quickly emerge from your lips through that experience. So this is the first speciality of double foreigners, not just double foreigners, even Indians, or rather any other soul. So many must have experienced that as soon as they came to this place, they feel as if deja vu. They feel as if I had been to this place before. They feel as if I had been to this family before. And they feel as if this is my real family, my original family. This is the place from where I had gone somewhere. Now I am back to my place. And they start feeling everything here starts getting they get attracted to this place. And very easily they forget the old world, the old house, the old family, the old relationships and everything that belong to the old world. Such experience is there with so many. There are so many brothers or souls who have shared this experience. When they came to Madhuban for the first time, what happened? They felt as if they had been seeing this Madhuban in their dreams since childhood. So it is the revival of those memories, awakening of that consciousness. Yeah. So this has happened in so many cases. Even I remember when I had come for the first time, I felt as if I knew all the places here. In Shantivan, when I reached, this is the Shantivan and this is the gate. So when I entered, as if I knew that there is one way which will go on this side. I knew there is something dome-like, must be there. And I went and I saw, yes, this is the Tapasya Dham. I knew as if there must be some big hall, though nobody had told me a single word about this. I had not known this place ever, nor I had read about this. There was no internet that time, nothing was there. So I had come here just for a short stay, so that I had to go somewhere else. So, but I felt as if I knew. I knew this way will go here. Some faint ideas, some faint things, and there is something here, and I knew there is something here, there is something there, this way might be going there. So there was a faint recollection or recall, and then the places, the songs, and everything that was around. I felt I had known all of this before. This nothing was stranger for me, not a strange thing. So Baba said, awakening of smriti, awareness of previous kalpa. So in soul, everything is recorded. Nothing that we do is destroyed. So everything is there in the soul. It's only the awakening which is needed. You know, in parapsychology, they talk about akashic records. Akashic records. Whatever you had spoken till now, everything is stored in the akash, in the space. Whatever Hitler must have spoken and Mahatma Gandhi must have spoken or Napoleon must have spoken, everything, everything can be reproduced if you can connect with that Akashic records. So that concept is known as Akashic records. So the first speciality of double foreigners is belongingness. They feel this is my family. As if they were, whichever family they were, as if that's they were odd men out. They never felt from their childhood that this is the real place I belong to. They always felt that this is something different. I do not belong to this family. Mother, father, and they are all different people. So the moment they came here, they got attracted. So this is first. Secondly, you foreign souls very easily have very good experiences in the special subject of Raj Yoga in this godly study. So second is yoga. So they are always interested in yoga, and when they came here and they understood what is Raj Yoga, then there are souls who are spiritualists and they must be practicing hundreds of different meditation. But when they came here and they realized this Raj Yoga, they understood how supreme this is. So this is your second speciality. Are you as strong as Angad? And see, look at this. Even Indians, they are not very much aware of these characters of Ramayana, Angad and all. So Baba is telling them, are you as strong as Angad? Many of them must not have never studied Ramayana, never studied scriptures, never heard about the different characters which come in Ramayana. And Baba even, so what they do? They start searching. They find out everything about Angad. So they are very, does Maya shake you? So in this, today we are beginning this new series. So here the bridegroom has come and he is talking to his brides, the long lost and now found brides. And the brides surrender themselves in front of that divine bridegroom. So Baba has praised double foreigners today. First, for their this sense of belongingness, how easily my Baba word emerged from their mouths. And second, about their love, their devotion for this subject of Raj Yoga. Om Shanti.